Wally's researches into ragtime music fit together well with the plans of Lou Waters and gang as they were forming their Yerba Buena jazz band. They searched the earliest roots of jazz for music and tunes to revisit, retrieve, and revive. They dug up lost popular dance music, unearthed forgotten barroom ballads, and found obscure early jazz, blues, and rags to revitalize. So that we can hear a bit more of Wally in his own words describe his involvement in this fertile musical period, I've excerpted a bit more of his discussion with Peter Minton. And as he does so, we'll hear Rose with the Yerba Buena Jazz Band from a 1947 This Is Jazz broadcast hosted by Rudy Blesch.
Now, jazz rhythm, of course, is based on ragtime rhythm. And like the bands, any good jazz pianist incorporates ragtime rhythms into his playing. The Yerba Buena pianist, Wally Rose, has gone further and features solo presentations of fine old ragtime tunes. So here's Wally with the rest of the rhythm section in a fine old Scott Joplin number, Pineapple Rag. Take it away, Wally.
Wally, do you have any observations about the recent revival of ragtime?
The revival stemmed from the Waters band when I played with his band because he did several numbers for the band. He decided that, you know, they didn't really sound correct that way, and so they shifted into piano solos. And when we did our first records in 1941, he insisted one of the numbers be a rag, piano solo rag, and that was Black and White Rag, and it was the big hit of the thing. They sold more Black and White than any other. In fact, it paid off all the money they had invested in it.
Well, of all those Lou Waters records, I understand you hold the distinction of having been the only musician on every one.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was just happened that way. I'm on every one. And that was Lou's doings because I was out of the band for a whole year and he didn't record in that time. I don't know why he did it. Maybe he felt I was part of the characteristic sound of the band, you know?
Well, you and Turk Murphy and several others in the band joined the Navy, didn't you?
Yeah. I joined at a different time. I wasn't with them. But when I was being sent overseas, Lou was in Hawaii, and they were trying to snag me for his band there, but they weren't very successful because I ended up in the Admiralty Islands. I had left Oakland Airport on a plane to Hawaii, and I think I was up there about an hour and a half, and the pilot came back and said that there's a rumor that the Japanese had surrendered. So when I got to Hawaii, everyone had hangovers. At those days, it took 9 hours to fly there.